Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, Kafka, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. This all happened a while back. There is no way that I could definitely pinpoint the exact date. I was in a very popular, luxurious restaurant where I moved the napkin that was next to my glass of water. An enormous cockroach immediately emerged with a shocked expression on his face. My wife broke the silence and shouted out, "Oh my goodness, it's Kafka!" In spite of the time that had passed since we last saw him and enjoyed his work, I too immediately recognized him. Truly moved and sentimental, I said, Frank Kafka, is that you?" The cockroach looked at me with melancholy eyes and instantly moved his inquisitive little antennas. He responded, "Yes, it is I. You recognize me?" Evidently, he had not thought that we would remember him. My wife's shout and all of the commotion alarmed the elegant restaurant's administrator. That concern grew magnanimously when he realized that the dark presence of an insect had appeared in his clean white tablecloth. He approached the table, trying to conceal his panic over the situation to his clientele. The customers raised their napkins in unison to cover their mouths, shocked by the unbelievable occurrence. The manager took control of the situation and said, "Don't scream. We will change the tablecloth. Just don't scream." As he said these words, he was frantically trying to smash the author with a mighty blow with his napkin-covered hand. Kafka rolled to one side, avoiding certain death, and I immediately grabbed the manager's hand before he could continue his assault. I pleaded with him, no, don't hurt him. Leave him alone. He's one of the literary giants of our time. With doubt and disbelief, the gentleman asked, "What are you talking about?" I explained to him, "He is Frank Kafka, who authored Metamorphosis and numerous other short stories. Leave him alone and go kill the real cockroaches that are running around in your pastry cart. Exterminate them, but please don't hurt Kafka." The head of this reputable eatery was confused and in disbelief. He already knew that his whole place was crawling with insects and vermin, but he had no idea that it was a gathering place for metamorphized philosophers. He elected to ignore what I said and took off to guard the pastry items. There he killed enough creatures to make it look like he was taking care of his responsibilities and then returned to the dining room. He feigned a smile of confidence that he had annihilated his antennaed enemies as he returned. In the meantime, we had attended to Kafka. I grabbed him by his antennas and helped him to his feet. When the author recuperated, he said, "Thank you. You have been so very kind. How did you figure out who I was?" I explained, "We have read nearly all of your published work. We could pick you out of a million people." Then I asked him, "Oh, by the way, how is your father?" He paused pensively and said, "I really don't know. I haven't written him in a while. I had some real problems with him before, but I've calmed down considerably recently." A few minutes later, the food that we had ordered arrived. Kafka instinctively hid when he saw the waiter approaching. He took refuge in the breadbasket next to a female friend of his that was hiding in a corner that we hadn't even noticed. I think he introduced her as Caroline. She was a cute little cockroach. She was a short-winged creole with attractive, elongated antennas. In order to avoid stirring up any more distrust, we started to eat our dinner. I'll admit that even though we thought so highly of Kafka, we did feel a little queasy eating our meal. We did, as a courteous gesture, throw them some breadcrumbs. They immediately enthusiastically devoured those the second they hit the table. Even though we couldn't stand the food, I quietly asked Kafka questions so as not to draw the administrator's attention. "Have you written anything recently?" The Czech answered no as he chewed on his crumb. "I am practically disabled. Here, we barely are able to survive. At least, they seldom mess with us when we're in the food preparation areas. Out here in the eating area, when someone points out our presence, we just have to run for our lives. Please excuse us now. We need to go back into the food preparation area. It is basically the only safe place for us to take refuge. If the boss sees us out here where the clients actually eat, he will do whatever it takes to kill us." A tortured look was on his face. I fully related to his situation. I didn't want to detain him and possibly put him in any further danger, so I just watched them slide off the bread, cross over the knife, and slide down onto the floor. Kafka moved away. I'm pretty sure he had lost one of his 6 feet. He just dragged along with the help of his new friend. They had to be ready at all times for the employees inadvertently stomping them with their feet as they entered and left with their trays loaded with their fine cuisine. The last time I saw him, he was going back into the food preparation area. After that, I never saw him again. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.